Okay, so we're doing now the last leg of our perusal into sugyas about relating to Berachas HaMitzvah. Okay? And the one we're going to do now is the question ultimately of whether women, right, or Eina Mitzuva V'Davars, Eina Mitzuva Osas, make a bracha, the Berachas HaMitzvah, on a mitzvah which they're doing a betoras and Eina Mitzuva Osa. Right? It's a big question in the Rishonim. Okay? I think some whatever. Okay, it's a big quote. I think Ashkenazim Svardim. So let's see. So the Gemara is on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So it says like this: Ein ma'akvin es atinokos milatkoa. Okay. So the Mishnah was talking about you don't prevent kids from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, right? You let them do it. You don't say there are problems with, let's say, Hashemah's call or whatever. You say, look, they're doing chinuch, and you let them do it. Okay. So the Gemara deduces the second white line, Hanash and Ma'akvin. The implication is the fact that it says you don't prevent children from blowing shofar. It doesn't say you don't prevent women nor children. The implication is that women, you would stop them from blowing shofar. Okay. Okay, the Tanya, Ein Makvin Lo Sanashim Lo Sinokas Milko Biyantov. But there's another Braisa which lists both of them. You don't stop either of them, right? Okay, so let's see Rashi. Well, what's the issue? Why would you stop women, right?
I would stop women because it's not.
Let's see Rashi. Rashi's going to help us out here. Anashim Makvin De Paturos Legamri, right? They're totally Pater. De Mitzvah on Gramro. V'chitaki ika bal tosef. Okay? And when they blow, there's bal tosef. Okay? According to this way of learning. Now, we'll see. There's a tosef in Erevin, which learns totally differently. It's because of Hashemah's call, like a shvas, and it's not the mitzvah, because it's like playing music. And since they're not in the mitzvah, it's going to be an issue of a derabbanan of making music.
What about the thing that's not a woman's thing to do?
That's not quite an answer. This is not a woman's thing to do. The question is, why is it us, or why do you have to stop them? Who said that? There's a toast in there, but
the toast in Erevin says that it could be music.
It's based upon that, yeah. Yeah. But we're not going to be doing that. We're going to be doing Rashi.
Yeah, that's
true. So Rashi is saying the deduction from our Mishnah is that women you prevent from doing it because it'd be Baltosef, because they're Paturos Legamri. And therefore, if they blow shofar, it's going to be Baltosef. Lam Rosh Hashanah Lam Gimel Aleph. Right? So the problem is, that's the deduction from our Mishnah, but there's a Braisa which openly states that we don't prevent women from blowing the shofar or children. So apparently it's okay. So Amar Abaye Lo Kasha. Harav Yudah Harav Yossi. Reb Shimon. So it's Machlokes Tanan. De Tanya. De Daber El B'nei Yisrael. Okay, so this is the Pasuk. Daber B'nei Yisrael V'amar Ta'aleyam Adam Ki Yarki Mikam Karban L'Hashem. Right? Goes on. So it says, "Bnei Yisrael." Why does it say "Bnei Yisrael"? Bnei Yisrael somchen. Ve'in benos Yisrael somchos. Means men, the men of Klal Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, do smicha, leaning on a carbon, and the women of Yisrael do not lean on a carbon. Okay, that's the drasha. Bnei Yisrael somchen. Ve'in benos Yisrael somchos. Right, Rashi. Right? Okay? So that's the Reb Yudah. So Reb Yudah holds women cannot do smicha. Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon, Omrim, Nashim, Somchos, Rishos. Right? No. They're not obligated to do smicha, but it's Rishos. It's Rishos. Rashi, Alma, Afagav de Patrinu Ukra. Even though the Pasuk patters them, because B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael, Leka Isura, there's no Isser for women to do Samicha on the carbon. V'hu adin l'mitzvah shel grama, so too by mitzvah shel grama. Right? So it turns out, so that's what the Gemara is suggesting over here, that it's a machlokas, whether you say if a woman who are pepato are from Samicha, from the Aaron Carbon, or Potter from Mitzvah and Grama, i.e. Shofar? Do you say that it's prohibited for them to do it? Do you say that it comes under Baal Tosef? Or do you say no, there's no such thing like that? Or rather, they could do it. Yehuda's holding that they're never allowed to. That is, in a Mitzvah and Grama, like Shofar, or like or another thing, that Mitzvah up to women up to Ros, they're not allowed to do it. It's Baal Tosef. Right? Now, we don't typically say that because we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that that women could do it. Right? But I think, because we don't hold Baal Tosef, or we don't hold like Rashi, either way. Somehow we don't hold it, we don't hold this. Right? I mean, we hold the woman as a doer, as a Nitzavosa. Right? But, yeah. I mean, he's going to get into that, right? I mean, so whatever, it's supposed to get into this. But the point is, this is how Rashi is learning the Machlokas, okay? Machlokas is it Baal Tosef for a woman to do a mitzvah which she's not commanded in, right? Right. I mean, that's the problem, is that you typically think about Tosef is like you're adding a mitzvah in the Torah. You're adding a 614th mitzvah. Or you're taking a mitzvah which is like sitting in the sukkah for 7 days and you sit in the sukkah for 8 days. So it's mitzvah is four minim, and the little you take five minim. Right? You're here to say you take a mitzvah that women are exempt from, and now she does it, she's not adding on to the Torah, she's doing it as an imtzavosa.
Right.
Right? She's not, how is that Baal Tosef? How did that become Baal Tosef? That's not what we normally think of as Baal Tosef, and on the surface, this is for good reason. She's not adding on to the Torah, she's just doing it, and the Torah doesn't obligate her, and now she's doing it optionally. Right? That's, I think it's like not in line with the way we ordinarily think of Baal Tosef. She's not adding a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. A shofar. Now, is she chayav to blow a shofar? Or is she not chayav to your shofar? To blow a shofar, she's not chayav to an obligator. Okay, but now she's saying, look, I know I'm not obligated to do it, but I'm doing it because I want to be involved in the mitzvah. That's, how is that Baal Tosef? On the surface, it isn't. Question, it's time a question. Is this a sugya only about women? Or is this just a question, is there such a thing as an intzavosa? Is every intzavosa going to be a Baal Tosef, for example, a suma? So the Gemara, Tosis quotes it, but that Rav Yosef was a suma, and there's a machlokas whether a suma is a chayav and mitzvah or not. So he says, originally, I used to say, if someone would tell me that suma is part of a mitzvah, I'd be happy, because I did the mitzvahs. As an Amos Avosa?
What was his son
again? A blind person.
Oh.
So I was happy to do it as Amos Avosa, because I thought Amos Avosa is better. But now that I heard that on the contrary, it's better to do a mitzvah as a mitzvosa, it's better than Amos Avosa. So now I'm happy if someone tells me that mitzvah is chayv mitzvahs. The point is that, at least in that Gemara, you see, there's an assumption that whether a suma is chayav or patar mitzvahs, he definitely is allowed to do it.
Right.
It's an ein mitzvosa. It's a slav, an ein mitzvosa.
So, according to that,
I'm just asking is, would you say that if you say women, I mean, the sugya is explicitly talking about women.
Right.
Now, are you going to say that now there's no such machlokas about whether there's such thing as ein mitzvosa? Or are you saying is no, it's specifically about women?
Yes.
And I'm saying the question is, the mitzvah on grama, you think it's an isser? Mitzvah Shangama Nashim Asuros, and Mitzvah Shangama arguably is the Torah. Thing is, the Torah didn't obligate women in time about mitzvahs. Arguably, women have other things. They have a family, they have kids,
right.
They have this. It's hard for them to obligate in time about mitzvahs. And the Torah didn't obligate them in performing time about mitzvahs.
Right.
But now to say that there's an Isser, I mean, they're just doing it. They're saying, look, I appreciate that I'm not obligated, but at the same time, I realize there's a value in the mitzvah. It is a mitzvah in the Torah. I'm not inventing my own mitzvah. I'm taking a mitzvah which is in the Torah, and I'm which the Torah didn't obligate me, and I'm doing it in an optional manner, which is involved
maybe
in the mitzvah Hashem. Is that how's that Baal Tosef?
Okay, it's a good pickup by Ariel. He's saying is Rashi says Hanashim Akvin. Rashi adds in the Beturos Legamri, the mitzvah Shman Grami.
Right, that's
almost
Beturos
like
Legamri. They're totally potter.
It's almost
right.
Like
he could have just said the Beturos. Yeah, so I think Isaac said it well. Is that how do you learn the idea of I guess mitzvah shana grama nashim baturos? I mean, not exclusively, because you see it's also by smicha, right? But how do you learn? You see that the Torah, there are certain mitzvahs which men are obligated in,
And then there are other mitzvahs that a woman are obligated in, right? Or I should say, certain of the mitzvahs which men are obligated in, women are obligated in, right? So, let me give an example. Let's imagine a czar decided to try to do a mitzvah of a colony, right? So there's a shurim against doing things like that, right?
Right.
But it's, arguably you could say it's also about those. Why? Because the mitzvah has nothing to do with him.
Right.
He's simply not in the parasha of those mitzvahs.
Right.
So what are you doing? Right? It's just like you're inventing a mitzvah. Now they say, oh, he's not inventing a mitzvah, he's taking a mitzvah in the Torah. Yeah, but the mitzvah in the Torah was given to Kohanim. And you're just deciding, you know what? I'm going to make up my own mitzvah. I'm not going to make up my own one. I'm going to just copy one which Hashem said for Kohanim. Yeah, but that's a mitzvah of Kohanim. You're not a Kohen. So you're just making up a new mitzvah, which, again, you're not being totally creative and making it up from scratch. You're borrowing from a mitzvah that Hashem created for Kohanim, and now you're just deciding to do it for yourself. But that would be Baal Tosef.
Okay.
But the question is, how do you learn? And now let's take the opposite extreme. Let's say Asuma. Asuma, you'll say, look, Asuma is part of men. Asuma is a man. In theory, he's chayvin all the mitzvahs. But now let's say he goes blind. Okay? Let's just take that case. He goes blind. So now it's machlokas, but one according to, I think it's Reb Yehuda, I think, there is Potter.
Right, Potter mitzvahs.
So the Torah exempts the Asuma and says, you know what? You're blind for whatever reason, but let's just keep it oversimplify things. You're blind, it's too hard for you to do mitzvahs. The Torah, you know what? We'll exempt you from the mitzvahs. You're not chayv to do the mitzvahs. But then, that's not saying that he's not shayich to the mitzvahs. That's just saying, is the Torah exempts him. It says, because of your condition, which makes it difficult to do mitzvahs, or whatever, the Torah says, you know what, you're not obligated, you're exempted. But if he decides to do it, he's not inventing, creating a new mitzvah, he's just not taking advantage of the exemption that the Torah gives him. The Torah is lenient on him, and it exempts him, and he's saying, look, but the Torah, the mitzvah, I am a man, the mitzvah was given to me, it's just the Torah exempted my obligation. So I said, look, even though I'm not obligated, fine, I'm not obligated, but I'm still doing it, it doesn't mean I can't do it, it's my mitzvah, I'm a man, it's a mitzvah for men, it's just that the obligation is relaxed, and therefore I don't have to respond. But I'm saying, look, I'm mochel, I'm doing it anyways, fine, kol hakavod, erev tzivosa. The question is, how do you look at women? Do you look at women like the Kohen example, or do you look at women like the Suma example? Do you say that women, there are mitzvahs which are given to women, and there are mitzvahs which are given to men? And they're different, so to speak, gavras of mitzvahs. Just like there's Kohen, Levi, Israel, there's men and there's women. And men are given a large class of mitzvahs, women are given a smaller class of mitzvahs. In which case, if a woman says an elulav is not part of the mitzvahs which are nimsar to women. Now, if a woman says, you know what, I'm going to do that. Well, what are you, just making up a mitzvah? There's no shaychus to you. And that's what I think what Ariel picked up on, is pturus the gamri. Pturus just means you're exempt. Pturus says you don't have to do it. Pturus the gamri means you're entirely removed from the thing. You have no shaychus to the mitzvah. So the Torah removed women from it and says they have no legamri, they simply have no sheikhs whatsoever to mitzvah lulav. Now what are they doing? They're just picking up a palm branch and they're mitzvah, I'm doing mitzvah. Well, you're making up your own mitzvah. Oh, well, men have that. Well, now, okay, men have it, but now you're just making up a new mitzvah, which is copying the man's mitzvah, but it's a new mitzvah. So that's Baal Tosef. But the other man, Dalmar, says no, is that the mitzvahs were given this isn't a Kohen. The mitzvahs were given to Klal Yisrael, men and women alike, right? All of the mitzvahs, man grama, not man grama. The only thing is that man grama is an exemption. It's a ptor. It's an exemption on their obligation. It doesn't mean women are a different class vis-a-vis mitzvahs, but rather it's the women were granted an exemption from their obligation due to various circumstances. So if it exempts them, so now they're saying, okay, I understand the exempt to me, but today I happen to have the time and energy and what desire to do the mitzvah. So look, I'm in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is given to Klal Yisrael. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I'm not inventing a mitzvah. The mitzvah exists for me. It's just an exempt. So I'm doing it despite my exemption. Okay, so it's not a not something about Baal Tosef. And so it comes down to,
how do you look at men and women vis-a-vis mitzvahs? Do you say men and women are two different classes, two different gavras vis-a-vis mitzvahs? In which case, a woman who would be doing a man's mitzvah is simply inventing a new mitzvah? Or do you say, no, the mitzvahs are nimsa to Klal Yisrael as all, men and women alike. And then the idea of mitzvah and grama, or these various exemptions, are just that. They're exemptions. They're exemptions on the obligation. They're not exclusions. I guess that's the case. Are they exemptions or they're exclusions? Their exclusion means they're excluded from this mitzvah altogether. An exemption means they're exempted from the obligation. That's what I'm saying. Everyone agrees that there's such a thing as different classes of mitzvahs, and there's exclusions, and Yisraelim are excluded from mitzvahs kavanah. And everyone also agrees that there's an idea of exemptions, like a suma, because a suma is a man, and he just becomes, he gets a condition. But a woman, you could argue, isn't a condition. A woman is a different gavra.
Right, it's a different
gavra. Right, so you could argue, on the one hand, you could say, look, she's a different gavra, she's a different mitzvah.
I guess that's my question.
On the other hand, you could say, well, it's true, she's a different gavra, but after all, insofar as she's not different than being a member of Klal Yisrael, she just has various responsibilities or whatever, which make it difficult for her to do a mitzvah, so the Torah gives her an exemption. But that's a superadded exemption. She's not categorically mufka, but you could say Yisrael is categorically mufka from doing the avodah. He's no shaykhs to it. But is a woman categorically mufka from shofar? I mean, you could argue, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying it's not a philosophical question, it's halachically.
Right.
How is it set up? I mean, you could say philosophically, it's definitely, I don't know. You could argue philosophically, it's just a practical exemption. But the question is, yeah, but there is a class called women. The question is, you could say those mitzvahs aren't nimsa to them. And that's, I think, exactly what Rashi is saying, Pteros Lagamri. Now we're going to do the Tosis. So this Tosis is going to take us a few days here, because it's a big Tosis. Okay? But the basic, the top Tosis. Yeah. The basic question is going to be about Brachos. Okay? So Omar Rabbeinu Tam. So again, who was it? Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that it's that they're not allowed to do it, right? And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Shimon said you could. Omar Rabbeinu Tam, the Stam Asnisin Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, because it says Ein Makiv Minasat Tinokos, means you are Makiv women from like Shofar. So you might think we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha Rabbi Yosi Tinimuko Imo. So that's a general principle. So we go like the supporters. I forget exactly the mukayim, but basically we hold like Rabbi Yossi in general. Okay, Umaisa Rav the Amotzi Tefillin, and there's a story. Umaisa Rav and Amotzi Tefillin in Erevin. So Adivav is a parallel. Like Michal Bashal, how someone achas Tefillin. The right Michal daughter of Shaul used to wear Tefillin, right? So apparently we hold like Rabbi Yossi. Veishto Shel Yona, how he saw Olo the Regal. And she, even though women are Peturah from Olal Regel, the wife of Yonah would be Olal Regel. Right? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, these things wouldn't be allowed. Right? V'hahi Uvda the Perek. So it's a good question, because, I mean, obviously these people came before Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So how would Rabbi Yehuda explain it? It's hard to bring a Raya that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi and like Rabbi Yehuda from people who preceded Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, you know. The saying is that Rabbi Yehuda held the woman can't do a Sushan Grama, right?
Yeah.
So how did he explain Michal Bashal and Ishto Shayana? I don't know, you have some answer. So now what we're saying is we paskin like Rabbi Yossi because look, Michal Bashal and Yona, I mean, he knew about these, you know, unless you'll say, look, it's not open in the Nach that they did these things. It's just that the Gemara says that this is what happened. So apparently the Gemara held like Rabbi Yossi, but in Echlami, because Rabbi Yehuda would say it didn't happen. Right? It doesn't say openly in the Navi that these things happened. But it could be, it's taken as a fact in the Shas that they happened. So it must be the Shas holds like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, that's Mustafa. Okay.
Are you saying it's a good question or it's a fine question?
No, I'm saying now it makes sense. It's a Raya.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Raya. I'm saying, I thought it was a problem, but it's a Raya. Because it's not, if it were a known fact that they did it, then it's not really a Raya, because you have to, apparently Rabbi Yossi, I don't know, it's not a Kashan Rabbi Yehuda. But it's not a known fact. It's saying the Gemara says that they did it. So apparently you could deduce the stam of the Gemara holds like Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Vehu of the Perek in Dorshim, they have Unu, have Nuhu, Lazarus, Nashim, Vesamchu, Alav, Nashim, Kdei Lassos, Nachas Ruach, Nashim.
So there's a story in Chagiga where they brought, I think it's an animal to the Azara, as Nashim, and the women did a smicha on it to make the woman feel good. Nachas Ruch Nashim. So what's he trying to do a show from there? Trying to prove that we hold the Rabbi Yossi, right? Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, he can't be Nachas Ruch Nashim, it's Baal Tosef, right? By the way, you see that the idea of the Machlokas, by the way, is not limited to Mitzvah Shman Grama. You might have thought, it's a question, how do you understand the idea of Mitzvah Shman Grama? But you see, it's not true, because you see, this applies the same thing by Smicha. But it's not Shman Grama, that's just Nashim Arpaturos from Smicha. So you see, that's why I was learning before, it's a question about women as Gavras of Mitzvahs. Do you say men and women are like two different classes in terms of Tzivoy of Mitzvahs? Or do you say they're basically essentially one class, but then there are certain exemptions? Right? Lav dafka din a mitzvah shman grama. It's more a question about the, you know, classes of these mitzvahs. Okay. So then Tosis continues like this. He says, Umutaros levarech al mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Right? Afal gav dipturos min dvar mitzvah. Right? So it says, women are mutter to make a bracha on mitzvah shman grama, even though they're exempted from this mitzvah. Umizaskos b'am, and you could be involved with them. Kimon michal mashal, shaysa gam mevarachas. Presumably she would also make a bracha. Okay, how do you know? Beteda, I'll prove it to you. The amrinon perkachoval. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Meikara Amri, originally I said, Manda Amar halachik Rav Yehuda. Someone who would tell me the halachas like Rav Yehuda, that blind people, who Rav Yosef was, are pater for mitzvos, avina yomatav l'arban. I would make a holiday for the yomta for the rabbanan. Delo mifakidna, avina, because it would turn out that I'm pater from the mitzvah, and I'm doing it anyways. And I used to think that that was a better schar, to do mitzvahs in Yomtzivosa. Right? Then came along when he realized that it's not true, that mitzvosa is better than he reversed. Right? But Tosis is saying is, but you see, Rabbi Yossi originally held that he'd be happy if someone would tell him he's pater of mitzvah. Right? And if you're telling me that when you're exempt from doing a mitzvah and you do it anyways, as an ein tzivosa, you're not allowed to make a bracha, why is he making a holiday? Right? It turned out, as how did Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is saying he had a havamina, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yosef had a havamina, that is better to be an Einam Tzivosa. So if you say it's better to be an Einam Tzivosa, so if you say that everyone makes a bracha, whether you're chayiv or not chayiv, you make a bracha. Now it's just the question is, okay, what's a better schar? But if you're telling me that an Einam Tzivosa is not allowed to make brachos, so then how could Rabbi Yosef have possibly been happy that he's an Einam Tzivosa, but he's missing out on all the brachos? Okay, so what? The amrinan the perikamenia chayman de baylam hevi chasida. If a person wants to be a chasid, right, a pious person, the kayam mili the brachos. He should be a mekayam the things of brachos. So you see, brachos are a very important part of a person's perfection. So therefore, how could it be that Rabbi Yosef was happy to be pater, and he exempts himself from all, he prevents himself from making all these brachos? So Tosis argues, Alamai, it must be, that even though you're a pater, you can still say a bracha. Okay? V'eod amin perakav v'sachem, suma pater milomar hagada, suma's pater from saying hagada, uparach me Rabbi Yosef, Rav Sheshas, davram hagada, kol chad v'chad besay. They ask a kasha from Yosef and Rav Shesha, so they used to say Haggadah and the Haggadah, and they'd be motzi their house. Right? So the Gemara says the fact that they're able to be motzi their family, it must mean that they're chayev. Right? And the answer is no, you can't prove that, because really, I'll tell you, Matzah Bazman is the Rabbanon. And that's why they're able to be motzi, and assume I think is chayev and the Rabbanon also. So therefore, that's able to be motzi. But it didn't deduce. It deduced from the fact that they're able to be motzi other people in the Haggadah that they're chayiv. It didn't deduce from the fact that they made a bracha. Shema mina, hechi debatiri. When you're pater from the mitzvah, shari levruche. Right, you're allowed to make a bracha.
How What's the proof again?
The Rambam's like this. Gimel Tess in Tzitzis. He says like this. Nasha avadim sharatu l'satev b'tzitzis. They want to wrap themselves in tzitzis. Masatim below bracha. They do without a bracha. V'chein shar mitzvahs l'asei sh'anashim b'turas b'ahem. Imratu l'asos osa below bracha en memach miyodam. And if they want to do without a bracha, you don't prevent them. Right? So you see, that's the sheet of the Rambam. That they don't make a bracha, right? So in the plain shot, the reason why is because Hashem Hashem says with Zivanu, right? How could you say Hashem Hashem says with Zivanu if they're not chayiv, right? Give me a second. He says here because the Mishnah says Rashi also holds that way, like the Rambam. Right, Rashi holds that way. I don't know how he knows that, but that's what they're quoting. So, I mean, that's the base of the Machlokes. I mean, we're going to go into all different rayas back and forth, but the Tosas is basically a lot of rayas, and there are interesting points which come up along the way. But ultimately, that's the Machlokes. Okay, is it, do they or do they not say a bracha on a mitzvah? If you're not commanded in the mitzvah and you do it as an animus of osa, can you or can you not make a bracha? Bracha's a mitzvah. This till next time. That's the question. So the first thing is to give, what's the svara, whether you do or do not make a bracha on the mitzvah of Inan Mitzvosa. And then once we do that, then we should work our way through Tosos and his different rayas and back and forth, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so I guess we'll try to pick up on this on Monday.